You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your host for this program. And on today's show, in addition to a fair amount of brand new music that we have for you today, we also have tickets a little bit later on for Antibalas, who is coming back to town performing on the 30th, I do believe. And wanted to start the show off with a little short tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. as we get ready to celebrate MLK Day tomorrow. And wanted to start things off with some recent music dedicated to the civil rights movement, particularly to Martin, from Marcus Shelby and his orchestra, from a record called Soul of the Movement. The song is called Memphis, I Am a Man. And that's actually going to be probably going to intersperse a little bit of one of Dr. King's last speeches. Maybe not all of it, but quite a bit of it from February of 1968. And also play The Last Request. So, short tribute to MLK here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Of the race problem grows out of the drum major instinct, a need that some people have to feel superior, a need that some people have to feel that they are first and to feel that their white skin ordained them to be first. They have said over and over again, in ways that we see with our own eyes. In fact, not too long ago, a man down in Mississippi said that God was a charter member of the White Citizens Council. so God being the charter member means that everybody who's in that has a kind of divinity, a kind of superiority. Think of what has happened in history. As a result, this perverted use of the drum major instinct led to the most tragic prejudice, the most tragic expressions of man's inhumanity to man. And not only does this thing go into the racial struggle, goes into the struggle between nations. And I would submit to you this morning that what is wrong in the world today is that the nations of the world are engaged in a bitter, colossal contest for supremacy. Some doesn't happen to stop this trend. I'm sorely afraid that we won't be here to talk about Jesus Christ and about God and about brotherhood too many more years. If somebody doesn't bring an end to this suicidal thrust that we see in the world today, none of us are going to be around, because somebody's going to make the mistake through our senseless blundering of dropping a nuclear bomb somewhere, and then another one is going to drop. And don't let anybody fool you. This can happen within a matter of seconds. They have 20 megaton bombs in Russia right now that can destroy a city as big as New York in 3 seconds, with everybody wiped away in every building. And we can do the same thing to Russia and China. But this is why we are drifting, and we are drifting there, because nations are caught up with the drum major instinct. I must be first. I must be supreme. Our nation must rule the world. I am sad to say that the nation in which we live is the supreme culprit. And I'm going to continue to say it to America, because I love this country too much to see the drift that it has taken. God didn't call America to do what she's doing in the world now. God didn't call America to engage in a senseless, unjust war as the war in Vietnam. We are criminals in that war. We've committed more war crimes almost than any nation in the world. And I'm going to continue to say it. And we won't stop it because of our pride and our arrogance as a nation. But God has a way of even putting nations in that place. God that I worship has a way of saying, don't play with me. Has a way of saying, the God of the Old Testament, Hebrew, don't play with me. Don't play with me, Babylon. Be still and know that I'm God. If you don't stop your reckless course, I'll rise up and break the backbone of your power. That can happen to America. Every now and then I go back and read Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. When I come and look at America, I say to myself, the parallels are frightening. We have perverted the drum major instinct. But let me rush on to my conclusion, because I want you to see what Jesus was really saying. What was the answer that Jesus gave these men? It's very interesting. One would have thought that Jesus would have condemned them. One would have thought that Jesus would have said, you're out of your place, you're selfish, why would you raise such a question? That is what Jesus did. He did something altogether different. And he said in substance, oh, I see. You want to be first? You want to be great? You want to be important? You want to be significant? Well, you ought to be. If you're going to be my disciple, you must be. He reordered priorities. And he said, yes, don't give up this instinct. It's a good instinct if you use it right. It's a good instinct if you don't distort it and pervert it. Don't give it up. Keep feeling the need for being important. Keep feeling the need for being first. But I want you to be first in love. I want you to be first in moral excellence. I want you to be first in generosity. That is what I want you to do. And he transformed the situation by giving a new definition of greatness. And you know how he said it? He said, now, brethren, I can't give you greatness. And really, I can't make you first. This is what Jesus said to James and John. You must earn it. True greatness comes not by favoritism, but by fitness. And the right hand and the left are not mine to give. They belong to those who are prepared. And so Jesus gave us a new norm of greatness. If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. And this morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want said? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the wall question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major. Say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody, as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian, or if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side. Not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition. But I just want to be there in love. And trust me.
Lord.
Music from the Operation Breadbasket Orchestra, put together by the SCLC and Ben Branch Orchestra and Choir. And that comes from a record called The Last Request, recorded in 1968, just a very short time after Dr. King was assassinated, recorded in, where did it go? April 17th and 18th, so yeah, just less than 2 weeks, really. After the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's called The Last Request because literally the band got there on the day that Dr. King died. And as he was leaning over the balcony before he was shot, he had told Ben Branch, the leader, that he wanted the orchestra to play Precious Lord, Take My Hand at the rally that was supposed to happen later that night. And that is why they called it The Last Request. In the middle of that, you also heard the man himself, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., from the Drum Major Instinct speech, February 1968. Took that off of a record put out by Gordy Records in that period of time called Free at Last. Features a couple other speeches from MLK. And then also, you heard music from Marcus Shelby Orchestra, Soul of the Movement, the name of the album, Meditations on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., released a couple years ago on Porto Franco, and Memphis, I Am a Man, the name of the song. Going to get into the music with an artist who actually a few years ago dedicated parts of his album, and the title track was actually a tribute song to Martin Luther King Jr., Jose James, and something I've played, I think, last year around this same time. He has a new record that's coming out next week, and it's a fantastic record, and I'm kind of biased just because I think he's maybe the best jazz singer around right now and very able to shift into a variety of different styles, and you'll hear quite a bit of that. He could just as easily just be a R&B singer or do spoken word. Man is talented, if you don't know. Jose James, the name of the artist. No Beginning, No End, the name of the record, with help from Robert Glasper and in addition to many others. And it's All Over Your Body, the name of this song you're hearing right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
real moment I'm holding mine. And we go on and on, Lord, into the light. And one single emotion through the night. I won't stay if you wanna go. I can't wait for it anymore. And all the time that I used to know is gone away like a river flow. It's all over. 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 It's all over.
Music from Shugo Tokumaru here on KPFK and Melting Pot. A new record from him is called In Focus, released by Polyvinyl. Katachi, the name of the song that you heard right there. He's actually coming to Los Angeles, I think maybe actually his first time ever coming to Los Angeles to perform Shugo Tokumaru out of Japan. And I'm gonna do what I can to bring him in, but we should definitely have tickets for that a little later on, I think in March. I want to say March 1st for some reason, but I'll get more information about that. You'll hear a lot more from that record on this show. I love him. He's just a fascinating artist, pop artist out of Japan. Toro Imoi, also in the set, another fascinating artist and a strong contender for one of the best records of the year. I know it's only the 20th, you say. We're 3 weeks in. How many good records can there be? But mark my words, at the end of the year, you're still going to be in love with that Toro Imoi record. Anything in Return is the name of it on Car Park. Day One is the name of the song. Another record that's sure to be on my best of 2013 list at the end of the year comes from one of my favorite vocalists out and around these times, Jose James. No Beginning, No End is the name of his new record. It's going to be coming out on Blue Note Records. next week, as a matter of fact, and it's all over your body, the name of the song that you heard. Going to start this next set off with another one of these just amazing tracks put out by Numero Group, reissued in their Centric Soul Omnibus 45-45 box set. Literally a box of 45, so 45 7-inch records. Many of them reissued for the first time on vinyl. Some that you may have heard, quite a few that you probably haven't. Just incredible music put out by Numero Group. Celebrate their 45th release, so what better way? And hopefully we'll have future volumes, because it says it's volume number one. Stone Creations is the name of the group you're getting ready to hear. The It Song, the name of the song, once again, from the 45-45 box set put out by Numero Group Eccentric Soul Omnibus on KPFK in Melting Pot. Don't you know that I need it, need it.
Closer, won't
hermanos, compañeros y compañeras. Ustedes saben y ustedes reconocen que son puertorriqueños, ¿verdad? ¿Verdad?
Yes.
Ahora vamos a enseñarle a esta gente ahora que nosotros nunca los olvidamos que somos boricua. Ahora sí. Sí, eran bonitos. Me encanta la música. La música criolla. Sigue, amados hermanos. Que viva la isla de Puerto Rico en mi corazón. Me siento bien orgulloso, amados hermanas, compañeros y compañeras, que Puerto Rico es nuestra isla y nunca se olvide de eso, ¿entiendes? Imagínate, mira esa música tan bonita. Mira para allá, música criolla, boricua. Ah, ahora tengo ganas de comerme un plato, un buen plato de arroz y habichuela. Ay, bonito, me encanta la música puertorriqueña. Me encanta. Ahora mismo estoy pensando de esa isla tan bonita. Las palmas de coco, el yunque, ay, y el mar. Y las mujeres, ay, Dios, tan bonitas que son esas escrituras. Que el Señor bendiga eso. Ay, le doy gracias, Señor. Le doy gracias que soy puertorriqueño. Ay, sí.
Music from the Ghetto Brothers here on KPFK and Melting Pot. Viva Puerto Rico Libre, the name of the song from their one and only record, Power, Fuerza, a record that is exceptionally rare, but something that's been reissued by Truth and Soul, so you can find it for a decent price. I've seen that thing go for like $1,500, like it's a crazy rare record, and a pretty cool one at that, as you can tell from that song. Also in a set of all reissues, that didn't... I didn't intend that for that to be the case, but that's how it worked out. Conjunto Barbacoa from the collection Diablos del Ritmo, all music out of Colombia, put out by Analog Africa, and Calambre, the name of the track from that group. We had music out of Manchester. The name of the collection is called Manchester, kind of play on the location. Oscar, the name of the group, and Good Lovin' Woman, the name of the song, and start things off with a track from that massive collection put out by Eccentric Soul, 45 7-inch records, 45-45 box set, Eccentric Soul Omnibus by Numero Group. Stone Creations, the name of the group, The It Song, the name of the song you heard. Be back with more music and also a giveaway for Antibalas in a moment. Just stay tuned.
Next time on LA Theater Works, the story of two old high school buddies whose reunion is haunted by events of the past.
What did you do?
I got him to admit it. It's on the tape.
Admit what?
What he did to you. He did do it, didn't he?
Tape by Stephen Belber. Next time on LA Theater Works.
Sunday nights from 8 to 10 here on KPFK.
Hey, hey, Bing Jiling here. You're listening to Melting Pot here on KPFK, Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.